Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. That's ETFTrends.com on Twitter. At ETF Trends, or follow him directly at Tom Lydon. And it's the ETF of the week, but it's not necessarily, hey, this trend is so hot, you need to buy this right now and hold it just for a very short time. Sometimes it's longer term trends. Sometimes it's learning a little bit different. So we'll see what Tom has cooked up for us today. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Gold Shares Trust, ticker symbol GLD.
Wow. The Spider Gold Shares Trust, ticker symbol GLD. This is not something I hear people say a lot right now.
I love gold.
Are we saying that we love gold now? Is this a long-term allocation, or is this something you're seeing in the market where you want to make a play now that gold has been hammered a little bit?
Well, Chuck, you and I have been doing this for a while now. So I think from time to time, it's good for us to take a deep breath and look at areas of the market and just put things in perspective. So sometimes people come to our ETF of the Week show because they want a hot tip. They want to be able to make some money pretty quickly. We haven't talked about gold in a while. We're here at the beginning of the summer. It's a time when we've had a pretty good run-up in the market, and now we're starting to see things taper back a bit. Gold has a place, I believe, in most people's portfolios, and now is the time to look at it. You know, it used to be investors would buy gold to either trade, or they would buy it in the form of jewelry or coins. But now with the gold ETF, and other gold or metals-related ETFs that are actually physically backed by ounces of gold or tons of gold that are stored in London or Swiss bank accounts, we really have the ability to put gold in our portfolios, trade if you want, but really have them a foundation of your portfolio that can help diversify, not always correlated to the stock market, but also it's a good inflation protection hedge. And it surely is a great diversifier as far as valuations to the dollar.
But right now, we're seeing one of those times where if you go back and you, and I've written about this in the past, you look at sort of conventional wisdom, the rule of thumb for years was 5% in gold or maybe 10% in gold. And then the market beat that out of people. And what happened next was that people moved away from it and they didn't miss it. And then gold took off again as the market was tanking, and everybody said, you know, you want to have an allocation towards gold. The problem that most people have with gold is you can't hold it at times like, say, we're living through right now, where it doesn't feel very good to own it. So what kind of allocation becomes appropriate, and how do you manage that to make sure that you go, okay, I'm going to make a permanent allocation to gold. This is the perfect time when it's beaten up a little bit to make an allocation to gold, and it'll work out for me. How do you get there?
Chuck, I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned it doesn't feel like a good time to own it. There are times when we own stocks in our portfolio or bonds in our portfolio where it doesn't feel like a good time to own it. And really what you're identifying is gold as an investment is a non-correlated asset to the stock market, to the bond market. And usually people are attracted to areas of the markets in general that are moving and they're doing well, when in fact you should look to those unloved areas of the market. So first and foremost, if you can look at gold from a non-emotional standpoint, forget the shine, look at it as a different type of hedge for your portfolio and the fact that, yes, it has had some great run-ups, but since just 2 years ago, it's down from $1,900 an ounce down to $1,400 an ounce. And the demand globally, in just talking to the World Gold Council, is actually better than it's ever been. So fundamentals are there. It's non-correlating. The stock market's come up and had a little bit of a, let's say, air taken out of its tank. I think as you're looking between now and the rest of the year, maintaining at least that 5% position in gold is the right thing to do. And I didn't mean this to be a gold lesson, but I think it's a great opportunity for those that have heard these things and haven't acted to now take advantage of that opportunity.
We talk a lot about things like 200-day moving averages and what have you. Is this a case where you use those types of trends to rebalance rather than simply using what's the allocation in your portfolio?
Well, for more sophisticated investors who have the time to spend on it, great. However, if all we do is from this call today is look at gold as another investment, as another stock, as another mutual fund, as another ETF, and you allocate a 5% position and just tuck it away in your portfolio, don't trade it, I think you'll be rewarded over time. If we just take that one baby step, I think that's the right thing to do. Sure, gold can be traded just like everything else. It works well on a 200-day average as well, but I think for the average investor who's looking for and should be looking for non-correlated assets to put in their portfolios, especially with inflation that may be coming in the next 12 to 24 months, it makes a lot of sense.
And you can't be accused of chasing gold now if you're buying it at this point.
Right.
Yeah, that's an important one, because for a long time people would say, well, I'm going to go get some gold, but they were trying to say they were doing it for an allocation, but they were really doing it as chasing performance. So
yeah.
Whether you feel like this,
I love gold,
or not, maybe the question you should be asking is this:
why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
And the answer is Tom Lydon believes you should put some of your money to work in the high yield investing that only gold can bring. It's the SPDR Gold Shares Trust, ticker symbol GLD, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com, at ETF Trends on Twitter. He's also the president of Global Trends Asset Management. Tom, always great. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the June the 6th issue edition of Money Life. We'll be back next with the big interview. Stick around. This is Money Life.